Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to everyone's favourite podcast, It's Failing Better, with your incredibly handsome host, Johnny Pelham, and your less handsome host, Sean McLaughlin.
Okay, that's one way to start, I suppose. Welcome to the episode, everyone.
I'd start with a confidence booster for you, because I need my confidence raised, and I thought, you know, just a little bit of a dig to you, because I think you're overly confident.
Is that your view of me, is that I'm overly confident?
If I was you, Sean, I wouldn't be leaving the house, let's just put it that way. So I think the fact that you put on shoes every day is a testament to your lack of self-awareness.
I mean, I'm one step ahead of you. I've barely left the house all week.
That's good. You're starting to learn. That's what I often wonder. Like, am I depressed or am I self-aware? It's a very interesting thing.
It is funny that. It's hard because depressed people, when I'm depressed, I don't leave the house. But also, leaving the house is bad.
Totally. And it's like, I think, so people talk about how you need to love yourself. I just think that's too much. I can understand self-acceptance. Like, I accept who I am. Like, I accept that climate change is going to ruin everything. But I'm never going to feel as positively about myself as I do about peanut butter. It's just not possible for me to love myself. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I wasn't with you, and then you said, I'm not going to love myself as much as peanut butter. And I've got to be honest. I'm eating peanut butter out of the tub every day. The second my wife leaves the door, I wish I could give someone else what peanut butter gives me.
Well, Sean, you give me that every week as such a wonderful co-host on this podcast.
Well, you know what? What a wonderful start to the episode, listeners. This is Failing Better, the greatest podcast on earth. and guess what, listeners? Guess what, Johnny?
What?
Do you know what week it is?
I actually don't even really know what month it is. Is it March?
It is March.
It's the first week in March, isn't it?
It is, which means that next week is our birthday week.
Oh my God, so we're
next
1 year old.
Next week will be a whole year of failing better. And I think, yeah, we're not going to do any stuff on this episode about our birthday. So I guess we'll actually, the birthday episodes will be released a week after the they maybe should have been, but whatever. The key thing is, we've been doing this shit for a whole year.
And what I think you can tell is how slick we are now. You know, yeah. imagine a year ago, you wouldn't have been able to say that sentence so clearly and so concisely.
Shall we? I mean, maybe we should, for the big, we've got to speculate now on air what we want to do for our big birthday week. I was wondering if maybe we should re-listen to the first episode and do like a director's commentary on it.
Or we dress up as babies.
Okay. It sounds like... Is that a sex thing?
No, it's not a sex thing. What's wrong with you, you weird man?
I just feel like no, oh, we're trying to dress up as babies.
No one's fucking the baby shot.
It's us. I'm not saying it's a... Why are we dressing up as babies then?
Because we're one year old. So we're like a little bit of... So we'll be 1 year olds.
Okay, so we'll dress up as babies.
And I'll shit myself as ever. That's part of the tradition of the app.
I think basically you just want an excuse to shit yourself.
I do, actually. Just throw up on myself and go, you deal with it.
Just not talk in actual sentences. Yeah. Which, frankly, you're doing all this stuff anyway. None of this is that different from how you normally live.
A one-year-old anniversary will be a big change for you. And it'll be just, I'll just turn up for work as normal.
It'll actually be an improvement in your circumstances.
I have to put on better clothes. A and I'll be wearing nappies, and the shit will be easier to dispose of. It's going to be. I'm looking forward to this next week.
So what? Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to doing our birthday week of episodes. I think we're going to try and spread it across media. So we're going to do stuff on our Twitter mainly. I would say we'll do stuff on our Facebook. No, not our Facebook, our Instagram. But Johnny runs our Instagram and genuinely doesn't know what a photograph is. his promotional picture for the last episode was just a picture of the Northern Lights. And he went, I don't have a photo for this one, but this is a nice image.
It's a beautiful image. The Northern Lights
are beautiful. I sent you a message saying, look, genuinely, do you think anyone is going to listen to this podcast as a result of that? Because the point of it is promotion.
No, but the thing is do you think a picture of me and you is going to make anyone listen to the podcast? The thing
it's more likely to remind people that we exist.
The thing is, Sean,
no one's
going to
look at a picture
product.
Of the Northern Lights on their stream and go, oh yeah, failing better.
Well, that's what I think we need to get to. We need to aim to be as much of a tourist attraction as the Northern Lights. I want there to be ferries coming to our house. We live on an island. People hitchhike to get to be able to see us.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's true.
I'm
yeah,
a dreamer, okay. Sean. You're a pragmatist. You're a realist. I'm a dreamer. I want us to have the same cultural resonance as the Northern Lights, and I believe we can get there.
Okay.
Because I am as beautiful. I am as beautiful
as
the Northern Lights.
You're as beautiful. You're as mysterious, and you're as costly to the
and
soul.
And I'm green.
God. 1 year of this, listener. 1 year.
We should do our favourite memories.
Well, that's what I think. What we're going to do, I think. The first thing I want to say is across
media. You're really on that.
Across all media, we're going to be across all media. But we're going to take out.
It's going to be like Prince Harry. It's going to be like Prince Harry. We're going to win an Oprah.
I'm going to release my autobiography, and it's just going to be basically a direct copy of Prince Harry's autobiography, except it's about failing better. I'm going to say, like, oh, Johnny Pelham stole my virginity behind a fence. My knob was at minus 15. Then I shot loads of Taliban.
Can I just say, I think Prince Harry's autobiography is the weirdest book that's ever been written.
I've not read it.
I'm just from the clips that have been like, and I quite like what Harry's doing and trying to bring down the Queen. I mean, the Queen's dead. That's happened.
Mission accomplished, Harry.
Well done. But
ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
Breaking news. The Queen is dead. Well, I don't understand why he talked about when he lost his virginity or that he had frostbitten penis. Those things just didn't seem to add anything to anything.
Yeah, well, I don't think we should pull too hard at the thread of people should only say things that mean things, because then this podcast will be about 1 minute long every episode. I think between us and Prince Harry, we've wasted more of the public's time. I don't really have any opinion about Prince Harry or Meghan or any of this stuff that's going on. I don't give a shit about the royals.
Mm.
I don't. What is that beeping noise? Can I ask? Is that your washing machine?
Yeah, it's my washing machine. Do you want me to turn it off?
What? I mean, how often is it beeping? It's happened 3 times during the episode.
During this episode or during the whole record?
What are the history? During the last year, it's beeped 3 times.
No. But I mean, on Friday's episode as well, because we recorded Friday's episode.
I don't know. You can leave it. If it happens if it happens one more time, I'm cancelling the podcast and we're never doing it again.
Great. So there's sort of is it going to happen? It's quite exciting, that.
Yeah, it's quite tense. Anyway, who gives a shit? Prince Harry. Maybe we should get him on the pod for the birthday episode. That would be a huge get.
We should get Bastille. We should get Bastille. We should email Bastille at the very least.
Cause God.
They are still the sort of found. Like, the first 10 episodes of this podcast were me just talking about whether or not we could get Bastille on.
Because, but if you haven't listened to all the episodes, Bastille, the band, the mega-selling international mega-hit band, listed Johnny Pelham as biggest... And there's the beep. We'll never find out. See you later, everyone. It was a great run. Happy birthday.
You tell them about Bastille. Isn't it mad that? Because I don't think I've inspired anything. Like, I've never inspired any... Like, Bastille.
I find it interesting that they saw you perform for an hour and were inspired to write a platinum-selling album. And I've been in a podcast with you for a year. And I would say that all you've done is inspire me to quit comedy and all creative pursuits.
It's perspective, I guess. I guess they see me. In me, they see a sort of an unflourishing gem, whereas you just see a sort of a terrible amalgamation of skin and sadness.
I just see you. Just a big pile of chicken bones, baby.
So we're going to be big on all media this week.
We're
going to
be big on all media. We're going to, particularly the Twitter page, I'd say, is the main one we're going to have.
Because you've got an idea for a World Cup, man. I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
Get that fucking washing machine turned off, and then I'll tell you what the World Cup
is. What's interesting is Sophie hates that washing machine. I never notice it. And so clearly, you and Sophie are quite similar.
Well, clearly. Can you not notice it? It's beeping every few seconds.
And just doesn't enter my field of consciousness.
Okay, can you turn it off, though?
Yeah, I can. But will I? No, well, you say the weird 32 World Cup thing, and I'll go turn it off.
Where did you get 32 from?
Sean's tried to explain this idea to me twice. I think it's shit, and I don't understand. Anyway, that's...
It's horrible. Look, listeners, here's what we're going to do. I mean, Johnny's gone, so I'm probably going to have to explain this all again. But on our Twitter page, at FailingPod, we are going to... he's back.
Guess who's back? It's me.
Oh, shit. I was hoping it would be Eminem. Guess who's back? Guess who's... God.
It's Banksy. That's why it was Banksy.
If you're Bank... I mean, it would actually explain a lot, because I'd say someone who spends as much time with solvents as Banksy probably would end up sounding and smelling like you.
Oh, well, come on. I'm just trying to make some art that changes the world, man.
So am I, man, on this podcast.
And I think we're achieving it.
So listen, Johnny, shut the fuck up.
I'm Banksy. From now on, I'm going to just say I'm Banksy whenever you meet.
Does that mean we're allowed to say special guest Banksy appeared on this episode?
Yes, we are.
This is a huge coup for us. Maybe we shouldn't be using it to promote the Twitter page. Maybe we should be asking you about your work.
No, let's keep talking about the Twitter page. I'm quite secretive about my work as Banksy.
We're going to circle back. Yeah. But he's Banksy. And guess who I am?
Who?
The Stig.
Oh my God. You're so good at driving cars.
Thank you. I love driving around and hanging out with my best friend, Paddy McGuinness. I was thinking it would be fun to do a series of polls on our Twitter page.
Fun.
We do one every day.
Anyone notice the word fun there? Sorry, I'll let you speak later.
So we're going to do a bunch of polls, right? Yeah. So basically, we're going to film ourselves having sort of group sex with a bunch of Polish people. I just think that would be really fun to do on our Twitter page. That's tickled him. That just to let you know, that's Banksy's level. Banksy's level is that. He likes sex puns.
It was just, I think that's what it was. It was crude. It was rude, but it was a pun. And I think I enjoyed that.
Does that make you think less of Banksy's impact? That's his favourite joke? No, I was thinking we could just have a bunch of Poles on there. So we just have a bunch of Polish people just talking about failing better.
What I love is...
Do we have any Polish listeners? And do they like failing better? Because genuinely, I think that would be a really funny thing to do. Hello, welcome to Paul. My favourite thing of failing better is when they talk about Sean being too tall. Wow.
Wow, that meerkat. He's going to try and sell me some car insurance, whatever the fuck he does.
No, basically, we need to establish...
So Sean, let me just get this right. Your idea of fun is to put up polling data.
I do genuinely spend a lot of my spare time looking at electoral data in the UK.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you then?
I don't know. I mean, where do you want to begin?
What are you looking at? You're looking at like Labour's got a 20-point lead in the polls. What would that look like?
Yeah, and I look at like analysis on polls and stuff, and yeah, I find it interesting.
So that's interesting. So do you know a bit about that then?
No. I spend all my waking hours doing it, but I don't know anything about it. Look, the key thing... Shut the fuck up, Banksy. The key thing is we need to establish what the main threads are of our podcast. The main sort of talking points, recurring jokes, motifs.
This sounds so boring.
It's so boring. It's going to be... No, it's to do with engaging with the listeners.
Yeah. But I think we can try and do that in an entertaining way, ideally.
What's your idea?
But your idea is let's do a survey.
No, it isn't. We'll find 16 things. We find 16 things. Right. Sean's tall. We talk about that a lot. What else do we talk about? Johnny's a pedo. talk about that a lot.
Me being Banksy. Banksy's a pedo.
Banksy's a pedo. I mean, that, I don't know if that one makes the classic list. Though it is a bold statement for us to be making. Banksy's a pedo. I'm not against that, actually. It probably gets in like on a wild card. I think that gets into the group stage on a wild card. Banksy's a pedo. We're probably going to have a whole sort of pedo qualifying round because there's so many times where we call people pedos.
I was doing a gig in Mold yesterday, and I said to Helios, I don't know what I'm going to give these people because they're just not going to like any of my pedophile chat. I don't have anything else.
Small towns in the UK, particularly villages, more rural, they do not find pedophilia funny.
Yeah, let me tell you, I found out that the hard way.
Yep.
By repeatedly doing it until they started
failing. By repeatedly playing them episodes of Failing Better on stage. No, so we'll do all that. And basically, you can go on our Twitter, at Failing Pod. Stop fucking laughing at my idea.
This is such a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea because I've seen other podcasts do it, Johnny. I stole it from more successful podcasts. How about that?
Who's done it?
All of them have done it. All the name a big podcast.
Off Menu.
Yeah.
Have they done it?
I don't know.
So what's the thing? I don't understand what the thing is. Is it like...
Yeah, because you're not listening. Because you keep saying it's a shit idea and I haven't even got to the idea yet.
Oh, right, you've not got to the idea.
What? You think my idea is just to list things?
Yeah, no. And then do a poll about them.
Listen, people vote for their favourite elements, right?
Yeah.
And then the top two go through to a semi-final.
Yeah.
They get voted on.
Yeah.
There's a group stage. It's a 16-team group stage that goes to a quarter-final, a semi-final, and then finally a final, and people can vote on what their favourite element of Failing Better is. And
that
then
sounds really exciting when you put it like that. So there's going to be like a sort of an ideological World Cup.
Yeah, it's like a tournament, group stage into a final.
Oh my God.
About what everyone's favourite elements are. So we need to
and can we live stream the final on ITV? Like 8 votes for Sean Bing Tall, 7 votes for Banksy.
Well, I suppose it probably will be undermined by the fact that we'll probably be that margin, 8 or 7. But basically, follow us up at Failing Pod. We're doing loads of funny stuff on our Twitter at the minute. Why are you laughing?
This feels like you're on QVC.
Can I just say something? I hate doing this fucking podcast with you. I hate it. This podcast, doing this podcast with you has taken years off my life.
You're on QVC trying to sell some dodgy slippers or something. I love these slippers on my feet. They keep me warm and they help me live a happy, normal life.
All right, Johnny, what do you want to do for our big 1-year anniversary?
I want to dress up as babies.
Yeah, I know you do because you're a fucking pedo. Because you're a Banksy and Banksy's a pedo. We've established that.
I don't know. I just don't know if surveys... are the way to people's hearts.
No, it's not a survey. Look, it is a survey.
It's a questionnaire. You're a big
fan. It isn't a questionnaire. Johnny, here's the thing. It's how you frame it. It's a tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
So the people go, oh, it's a tournament. Everything's a survey. Everything's questionnaire in life.
Oh, it's a competitive questionnaire.
Name me anything in life that isn't a survey deep down.
The human soul. That's not a survey. The human soul.
Well, human soul doesn't exist, I'm afraid.
There is no tick list on my soul. It's just a meaningful piece of shit.
Anyway.
So that sounds fun. We're going to do a big questionnaire. And when you fill that out, then we'll get some results for you.
At Failing Pod from Monday next week.
I'm excited for the World Cup. We can have who's on being the favourite guest.
We're not doing that.
That's such a good idea because then we can really start a rivalry.
I think it's bad enough that the hosts hate themselves as a result of doing this podcast. I don't think we should then bring that into the people who've been kind enough to give us some.
I want Josh Pugh and Eleanor Tiernan to be in a green room hating each other, looking at their votes, being like, fucking, how's Josh got more than me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I want.
I actually think a lot of our guests would actively not want our listeners to have liked them. I've done something well here. I've dodged some bullets in my career.
That's very true, actually. That is an astute point.
So we're going to do that, and it's going to be really fun. And also,
well, I know, and I'm not being sarcastic when I say this, that I am very excited for the World Cup. The Failing Better World Cup.
It's the Failing Better World Cup. And also, we're going to do two special episodes about a year of Failing Better. Do send us emails. Right, Johnny?
This will be a good time, yeah, this is true. Send us emails. What's your favourite memories? What did you like the most about the show? Basically, this is a time to reflect on the last year of your life and how it's been influenced by failing better, positively or negatively? Were you an investment banker? Do you now eat rats just to survive? These are the things that we'd like to know, the journey of the last year for you, our listenership.
Yeah, that would be really sweet. Tell us how you got into the podcast. I don't really know how people discover this.
I don't either, to be honest. If
this podcast has been recommended to you by a friend, please email us. failingbetterpod@gmail.com. If you've been recommended this podcast, is that person still a friend or do you now consider them an enemy?
Is it a way to make people less productive? Be like, you've got to listen to this Failing Better Pod.
failingbetterpod@gmail.com. That's the email, right, Johnny?
Yeah, we're like opium, but without the positive side effects. It will destroy your life, but there isn't the warm glow in your soul that opium provides.
No. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're a drug, you're addicted, and the drug is like cowpole. It's just slowly rotting you from the inside.
Yeah,
follow us at failingpod, failingbetterpod@gmail.com, and fucking give us a 5-star review. That'll be in the World Cup, won't it?
Give us
a 5-star review.
And join our Patreon. For as little as £3 a month, you get access to probably like 40 other extra episodes. You also get a free stand-up special from me and Sean. And you also get free tickets, if you want, on the 27th of March to come and hear me record my show, Off Limits, where Sean will be opening. So it's like a little Failing Better get-together. So if you fancy that, it's in London, at downstairs at the King's Head.
Yes. And Patreon members get in for free. How many people are going? Do we know? A few of the Patreons are going now, right?
Yeah, quite a few Patreons. And what else? And yeah, that's it really. I've got news. I went to a therapist this week, Sean.
Well, we're straight in there. Here we go. Who is your therapist? How did you find them? And how much did they vomit?
They vomited a lot, but I said to them, you will vomit. So they had a bucket on hand, which was lucky, because otherwise I would have ruined his carpet. He was a guy who charged £120 a session. And I was like, I just basically forgot to cancel him, because there's no way in a fucking million years I could afford that. So I was thinking, we had a meeting, a phone meeting.
Like the media and Russell Brand, you forgot to cancel him.
Hello. What a good bit of podcasting that was. Take a minute to see what I did there.
Took a year. We were due a good bit.
Yeah, I said the word cancel. Sean pivoted from that word, gave it another meaning, and then applied it to a cultural and social context.
Like a deep-lying playmaker. I took the ball, I span on a dime, I pivoted into another direction. And that's why this is the greatest podcast on earth, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's why Sean McLaughlin is the greatest central midfielder in this country. He's the Michael Carrick of podcasting.
So, you went to your therapist.
Yeah, my thing's fallen out.
Brilliant. Honestly, mate, just come on. We've just done a big pitch to people. We have to be professional.
Is it back on?
No. Is your original sound on?
It is now.
Okay, great. You sound great.
Woo,
talk to us about your therapy.
So he was only in 25 sessions. Like, there's no way I can afford this man. And so I said, look, literally, I'm cancelled it. So I thought, I'll take the call and just ask if he knows any other therapists who are cheaper.
Is that allowed?
Well, I sort of thought, like, I think so. Because he must know. But I do think charging £120 a session. There's a small chance. He knows who I am. So there's a small chance he's listening to this podcast. I haven't really thought this through. Basically, he's a great guy. And he helped me a lot.
Session where you basically asked for a cheaper version of him.
Yeah,
how would you feel if people signed up to our Patreon and went, hey guys, just to let you know, I haven't cancelled it yet, but could you recommend us a better Patreon for us to sign up to? Do you think that would be a legitimate question? I mean, to be honest, I do think they'd be right in saying it is immoral for you to be charging this much for what we're giving.
£3 a month for this. That's an interesting question. So you're saying someone messages our Patreon saying, is there a cheaper or better Patreon?
That's effectively what you've done to this therapist.
But I just felt like, I guess I feel the difference is there's a societal need for therapists to help people, and there's also it's a reasonable expectation that people wouldn't have £120 a week burning in their pockets. And if someone got in touch with me and said, is there a better Patreon for me to join for £3 a month? I'd say, yeah, join Blind Boy. It's a great podcast.
don't join Blind Boy. It's a very interesting thing, that. So you're worried that the therapist might be listening to this?
Well, I think it's plausible, because I said he knows my name, and I said I'm a stand-up comedian. A bit of Googling. So it's interesting.
I wonder if my therapist is listening to this.
It'd be interesting if they started referencing things you said. You say,
is this shit a lot? Yeah. Where do you think that comes from?
Yeah. You seem to sort of live in a deluded world where your podcast co-host is Banksy. What do you think? Why do you think the need to sort of grandiose your own shit life with these sort of lies and delusions, Sean?
If I find out that my therapist is listening to this podcast...
It scared me.
Well, I'm either cancelling the therapist or this podcast. I haven't decided yet.
I think this podcast is more important than your mental health. Like, people say there's nothing more important than mental health, don't they? That is a lie. This podcast
is, and so far, I have to say, we're a year in. I've sacrificed a great deal of my mental health in order to continue doing this podcast. So,
and that was a good decision. That's a correct sacrifice.
We're making something that will last the test of time.
We certainly... Ah, well, basically, I was going to talk to you about my therapist, but now I'm worried he might listen, so I can't really talk about it.
Well, we'll do it on the Patreon episode.
Yeah, there's no way he's a Patreon. Also, while I was...
He's not a Patreon.
Although, let me tell you.
I mean, he's got the money for it.
That's what I was going to say. It shouldn't be a Patreon. It shouldn't be a Patreon 40 times over.
Look, if you're listening to this and you're a therapist, you should be a Patreon. It is your moral duty to become a Patreon of this podcast.
You've got to give us unconditional positive regard. That's one of your key cornerstones of therapy. And to do that well, you have to become a Patreon.
Okay. I think that's a really good pitch.
Basically, my point is my therapist ended up giving me therapy for half price. And and that's happened multiple times. Once, a therapist just gave me therapy for free.
What do you mean? So how do they broach that? You went to the first session and went just to let you know straight off the bat, I can't afford you.
Yeah, and it really wasn't a hustle for me. I just forgot to cancel. And then I had him in. I thought, I might as well have a chat with him. Because it was CBT I want. I've always been quite not that keen on CBT. But I thought CBT is the therapy I need to try and get into my head.
And what is CBT?
CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's the idea that your thoughts dictate your actions, really. So I've always been more into therapy, which is like, dig up your trauma, look at it, process it, deal with it. Where this is more like, you keep thinking you want chips. That's because... I mean, you don't need chips, you have a carrot.
Is that a specific problem of yours, Johnny?
Yeah, I keep wanting chips, and now I'm just eating loads of carrots. You solved it.
How often do you think therapists get that? They go, what's your problem? All I think about is chips.
Are we meaning British chips, or are we meaning like Doritos or something?
We're meaning good old-fashioned British chips, greatest chips in the world, fish and chips.
I guess that's the question there, underpinning that, is how many chips do you have to eat for it to become a pathology?
I'm not joking, I think I'm there.
But maybe this is your...
If I could eat chips 3 times a day, I would. I'd never get sick of them. I think it's still one of the greatest little treats you can give yourself, is going to get a bag of chips from a fish and chip shop.
But I guess the thing is, Sean, is that if it's not negative, like if you were eating so much chips that you were unhappy with your weight and it was having a massively detrimental impact on your life, then you'd be addicted to chips. But if you're just saying you like chips but are able to not eat them, you know, you're not eating chips.
I'd say it is having a detrimental impact on my life.
How so? Because you're just thinking about, looking at Banksy and saying a chip?
I'm looking at you right now. You look like a big old chip, and I just want to nosh you down. Sorry, I should have chosen other words there.
Yeah,
I've not done a hard stool.
Paul Curry sauce.
Paul Curry, there's someone we should get on the pod.
That's the birthday. That's the birthday content. Us doing a sexy
Johnny dresses
calendar.
As a chip, and I pour curry sauce on him, and then suck him off. Nosh him down. Is that what you want? Because that's what we'll give you to keep this podcast going.
It's either that or a survey.
We're giving you the highbrow and the lowbrow. Yeah. We're giving you the data, and we're pouring curry on each other. What do you want from us? We'll do anything to make this podcast more successful.
Listen to your horrible image.
Listen, listeners, listen, look, real talk. you've got to give us a five-star review. If you don't give us a five-star review after this, it's our birthday. You've got to give us a gift.
It's our birthday. Look, I'm pouring curry in my sauce and being sucked off for nothing unless you give us a five-star review.
I'm not going to suck you off, Johnny, just to let you know.
Oh, why not? That's such a, it's such a kind thing you offer. You can't take him back now.
It doesn't feel kind.
No take backs.
Doesn't feel kind.
No take backs.
No take backs. Listen,
so you're addicted to chips, that's what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. How much longer have we got on this episode, by the way?
2:52.
Perfect. Are you going to keep going to your therapist, even though they're half
He price? Said to me he thought he could solve me in 4 or 5 sessions.
In 4 or 5 sessions?
Yeah, because CBT is really dead practical, which is why I like it, actually. It's an interesting question, this. I'm fascinated by how therapy is moving away from being about deep processing trauma and becoming more about skills you can learn and practical techniques. I think that's a very interesting shift in therapy.
And actually, I think that's good shift, right?
I'm not sure. I feel... Sorry, go on.
No, go on.
I feel very torn. There's a part... I'm often wonder how deep are humans, and I just don't know the answer to it, but how much are we unprocessed trauma and behaviour patterns which linger on and affect our relationships and our ability to manage our mental health, and how much are we just need to get by an alarm clock? You know what I mean? I'm fascinated by that.
I think people are complicated, but actually their complications are irrelevant. I do think most people are like, oh, if you just eat an apple a day more, you'll
I know
be
what
fine.
You mean.
I genuinely do think, like, you know, I'm in therapy, I've done therapy. There's a lot of like, oh, what do you think this meant? This sadness. And then part of me just thinks, yeah, but if I'm having a good day, well, none of this matters.
I think that there's truth to that. Sometimes doing therapy does feel like you're writing an English literature essay on yourself. Mm. You know what I mean? Where you try to go, what did it mean? What's the meaning of the vase in the window? Mm. And actually, like you say, just fucking get an alarm clock, eat an apple, drink some water, and crack on.
And subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, but well, then I do also think we are deep people who do have trauma does linger on and impact our lives. So if any psychiatrist, I'd love to get a psychiatrist or psychotherapist onto the podcast.
Well, why don't you try and get one then, Johnny? Once in your fucking life, you try and book a guest for this podcast that isn't the woman you live with.
Oh, well, Sophie's not a good guest, is she? I'm going to tell her you said that.
She was a fantastic guest.
I'm going to tell her you said that you didn't want her to come back on and that you were having a go at me for bringing her on. She's going to get you, Sean. She's going to give you a really... She's going to call you up and she's going to scream at you.
I really hope your therapist is listening to this.
I'm going to laugh.
The next session is going to be intense. They go, by the way, I do think we need to go into some of your trauma because Sean made a reasonable request and you lashed out
the problem
at him.
The problem is, Sean, is what the fuck... Like, I can't... Because if I try to get psychiatrists on the show, they're going to listen, presumably, to an episode of the show and they're going to go... No. There's no way. The guy is pretending to be Banksy and they're talking about, one of the guests is talking about sucking the other guest off and pouring curry sauce on him. There's no way a psychiatrist is going to go, oh, this feels like a good place for me to discuss my theories on trauma.
That's the problem with us acquiring any sort of guest, really.
I mean, that's so true. Every guest, we just have to lie about our listening figures and say, do not listen to it.
Just honestly, trust us. Don't listen to it, but it's really good.
Yeah, we get a million downloads a week. You cannot listen to a single word we say.
Look, it's our birthday episode, Johnny. I think we should get a psycho... If any of our listeners are psychiatrists or psychotherapists... Please,
I would
reach
love
out.
That so much.
We'd love to, even if you just if you just send us what you think an analysis is of both of our characters, just on email. That would be great. Well, maybe we should pay for that. Can we? Do you reckon we could pay someone like £100 and they just listen to 2 episodes and go, just write us a paragraph?
That's
about
a funny idea. That
I
is
think
a
that
funny
could be
idea.
Really good.
Also, like, even if you're just a life coach, and let's be honest, if you are a life coach, you would disgrace. You're ruining your life, and you're not helping anyone. Even if you're a life coach, look, get involved. Send us an email. Come on the pod.
I think life coaches tend to also overlap with other things, don't they?
My sister's a life coach.
Your sister's a spy.
No, 2 sisters. I've got 2 sisters.
Is she a life coach?
Yeah.
Well, why aren't we getting her on the pod?
I can't do that to myself.
Okay. What, your sister giving you a dressing down?
It'd be awful. I'd have to swear at her, and then it would be difficult at Christmas.
Oh, my God. I really want this to happen now.
No. Hard no. Right, that's the end of the podcast. We've done our 30 minutes.
I think we finally reached Johnny's emotional limit there. The armour went up, didn't it, listeners?
It's interesting, that, isn't it? Well, and the thing is, I don't want my sister to
basically. You don't want any of your family dragged into this shit.
I don't think I do. I think because they've got careers and stuff. It could affect them.
Do you think it's a problem if people we love listen to this podcast?
Definitely, yeah. I think they'll stop loving us. Yeah, we've got a few patrons, but we have lost the love of our family.
My wife listens to this now.
I know you said.
And I do feel like she started listening to it and then immediately booked a 3-month trip away. So, then maybe we need to rethink how we do this.
I think a lot of people say to me, oh, I really like your podcast. I used to listen to it. A lot of people I know have said that to me.
I used to listen to it.
I love the podcast. I've not listened to it for a while, but it was really good when it was going on.
Yeah, it was good, actually. It did have a moment.
And it's not in time.
Anyway, it's our birthday next week at Failing Pod. Get those votes in on the World Cup, for God's sake.
And also get in touch with where you'd like us to sauce or curry sauce.
Yeah. And where do you want the next Banksy?
Do get in touch if you've got any thoughts about what I should do, because I'm running a bit dry on ideas at the moment. It'd be helpful to get any...
Something satirical, like you go to, I don't know, 10 Downing Street and you draw a... It's like the Downing Street cat, but he's fat and he's got money and it's like, oh, fat cats in here.
You know what? That is one of the best... Let's just say they might be seeing a bit of graffiti around 10 Downing Street pretty soon.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, fat cat. Larry the fat cat.
Larry the fat cat.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's good.
And it's good. Well, there you go. If you want to give us a 5-star review...
There's a reason I use pictures. I'm not
able to... Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. All you need to say is, it's good.
All right, we've got to go now.
Right, thanks everyone. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.